Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante with Greg Pickle. Happy New Year, Greg.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Are you ready to talk some Penn State football?
Let's get after it.
We have Dustin off this week, so that means you and I, and we got lots to talk about.
We do.
We'll start out with the news, which is brought to you by DraftKings. Get into the playoff action this weekend with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. From odds boost to free bets, DraftKings has it all. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure you use code KSN, and for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, you got to use code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Greg, you and I do not have a gambling problem.
No.
Unless we bet on the Eagles this weekend.
That's right, yes. We lost our $5 on the five to win 500 Super Bowl bet, but that's okay. Tough one for Miles Sanders there at the end, huh?
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Once the quarterback went down, Carson Wentz, I think that was it. We were talking about it earlier. I think they could still be playing and not reach the end zone.
I would think that's probably the case, yes.
All right, but I imagine most of our audience didn't come on here to hear us talk Eagles. So let's get back. Let's talk Penn State. Let's talk the Penn State news. Probably the biggest news is we have a new offensive line coach.
Indeed.
What can you tell us about him, Greg?
I like Phil Troutwine a lot. He's a guy who, I don't know what his connection to James Franklin is. You know, Jim, we've heard James Franklin say frequently that he always looks for someone who's connected to a coach, whether it's somebody on his staff, whether it's a current coach, assistant coach, former coach, what have you. And I don't know what his role, you know, what his connection to James Franklin is, but he has developed some really good offensive linemen, the sixth most efficient offensive line in the country, according to Football Outsiders. I don't know what that means necessarily, but, you know, they were very good. A.J. Dillon, the running back there, was very successful. And the interesting thing to me, more so than the coaching ability, which I think is good, is that he can recruit. I mean, he has Louisiana, Texas, Georgia. He's been in the South a lot. To me, he adds an element and an area that Penn State hasn't really been able to get into. Terry Smith has been able to get into Texas, Jawan Sider in Florida. But other than that, they really have not been able to get into the South with a lot of regularity. This gives them another opportunity to do so. And don't forget that Boston College's top two 2020 signees were four-star tackles.
Well, but also on his resume, I was reading, it looked all five of his offensive linemen made all conference, either first or second team. Maybe some one of them was a third team. And that was with a group of three stars. So he has a pretty good resume.
Yep. Yeah, he does. I mean, he is a pretty well accomplished guy and he knows what he's doing. And I think if you're Penn State and you're a Penn State fan, the thing you're looking for is how can he improve this very much veteran offensive line? Obviously, a couple of younger guys will start. Rasheed Walker's still a young guy, Mike Miranda, CJ Thorpe, but you know, they bring back a lot of experience, and I think those guys will be expected to take the next step. There's no doubt about that. Will they? We'll have to wait and see. But you know, to me, I think the key is James Franklin knew what he wanted to do. He wanted to find somebody with a little bit more aggression, perhaps. I think if you watch the Boston College offensive line, they play with a mean streak that maybe Penn State hasn't had at times, so I think that was certainly a part of it. He's a winner, too. I mean, he won two national titles with Florida under the BCS system in 2006 and 2008, so he knows what that takes. I think Matt Limegrover was a good guy, and I think he did a good job, but I don't know if Penn State ever got everything out of its offensive lineman. I think Troutwine will be able to do that.
Well, As Penn State fans, I think over the last several years, we've always looked for more from the offensive line than we've seen. This, he also fits the profile. He's very young.
Yep.
You know, and it appears that coaching is more and more the young man's game. You start to see the people, even the people that are being hired in the NFL, you see, you know, Joe Brady becoming a superstar assistant coach down at LSU. So that seems to be the model that people are looking for. And he certainly fits that and seems to have the experience at BC. Now, just a couple questions, though, on it. When do you think the decision was made to let Matt Limegrover go? Was it before the bowl game?
Yeah.
That didn't have any effect on this decision.
I don't think so, no. But what I do think is that Matt Limegrover is at the Cotton Bowl at AT&T Stadium. We weren't with you guys last week because we were down in Dallas still. But watching from the field when you know, they were celebrating and everything, Jim, he did not appear to be a guy who thought that he might not have a job come the time Penn State came back to Happy Valley. And so I think James Franklin, to me, James Franklin was probably thinking about this for a long time, but I don't think that he told anyone about it, or at least didn't tell Matt Limegrover about it until after the Cotton Bowl, because Limegrover was walking around on the field. He was all smiles. He was with his family. There was a video from the Allentown Morning Call of Franklin going and hugging Limegrover. And so, I mean, I don't think it was fake or, you know, not genuine on Franklin's part. I think he operates in the moment. And when they got back to Penn State and turned the page to 2020, the time to operate in the moment was the time to tell Matt Limegrover that, hey, look, we need something a little bit different from our offensive line, and you haven't been able to provide it for us. That's what I would assume anyway. The other question is, what role did Kirk Soraka play in this? That would be the other thing that we don't know until James Franklin speaks with the media again, is, was this a case of Kurt Schiracca wanting a specific kind of coach to teach a specific kind of thing, and maybe Matt Limegrover wasn't able to do that, had never done it before, or something along those lines. One thing about Limegrover that struck me, I remember when they had the assistant coaches media day back in June, he had said something to the effect of, you know, the game of football's changed, the blocking's changed, and it's a lot about winning hand fights now, and it didn't used to be that way. And I just remember thinking, you know, this guy's been coaching for a long time. He should know that by now, and he should have been making those adjustments already. So I just wonder if maybe the game passed Limegrover by a little bit. Franklin recognized that and made a move accordingly.
Also, in talking about Shiraka being involved, was it not the case that Joe Moorhead was part of bringing Limegrover in? So last time around, it was an offensive coordinator, and if Limegrover was, I hate to put it this way, but part of the Joe Moorhead regime,
right?
Not necessarily James Franklin's pick. It gives you even more evidence that perhaps Shiraka did have his hand in it. All right, a couple other things since you've last been here with us. I don't think any surprise in some of the announcements that KJ Hamler is going pro and Tariq Castro Fields is going to stay.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't... Watching Tariq Castro Fields in that bowl game, I think it was pretty clear pretty quickly that he was going to have to come back for another year. He was a little bit banged up down the stretch, and he didn't take the steps forward that maybe everyone thought that he would during the 2019 season. At least I didn't think he did. So, you know, that's no surprise. And then with Hamler, I mean, he's not going to get any bigger. He's not going to – only thing he can do is get less quick, right? I mean, he's going to get slower as he ages, obviously. Not anytime soon, but, you know, so if you're him – I don't know what the benefit would have been to come back. I mean, your game is basically explosion and big plays and chunk plays. And, you know, you're not – I don't think he had anything to gain by coming back for another year. Yeah, he dropped some passes this year, and that is maybe unfortunate. But, you know, I don't think NFL teams are going to hold it against him. And he'll have a chance to prove that that's not an issue during the combine, during team workouts, etc. So, to me, that was a no-brainer. It hurts Penn State for sure, but I'm not surprised at all. I don't think anyone should be that he opted to go to the NFL.
The thing with him going this year, I think the only advantage to staying around another year is this is a very good year for wide receivers coming out.
It is, yes.
And having watched some of those playoff games, watching those guys at Alabama and LSU, there's some pretty good talent coming out. Do you have a feel? What are they saying as far as what round he would go
in? You know, I've seen a little bit of everything. I've seen some people suggest that he's going to be a day two pick, round two, round three. I've seen, obviously, a couple sites suggest that he will be a first-round pick like Eitor Gross-Matos, maybe to the Raiders. I would be shocked, quite frankly, if he's a first-round pick. I know he's a dynamic player. I know he's dynamite. But, you know, we talked about the Eagles a little bit earlier. There's a lot of guys that the Eagles could get in the first round at this point. And he's a guy, to me, who would be a tremendous selection for them in the second round if he's still on the board at that point. Maybe learn under DeSean Jackson for a year and really, you know, take a big step forward. Obviously, he would team up with Miles Sanders there. They could teach each other how to catch the ball if that seems to be an issue with drops. I might be a little bit stuck on that throughout this episode. But, yeah, so, you know, I think I would be surprised if he was a first-round pick, but day two for sure makes sense.
That pass was a little behind him.
It definitely was, but it's the playoffs. And,
and it's fourth down.
And fourth down.
Catch
yeah.
the ball.
Right, exactly.
Well, and then Tariq Castro Fields, that can't be any surprise.
No.
I think everyone was looking for more from him than we saw. I mentioned earlier about watching the playoffs and seeing some of that talent on the other teams. Real quickly, let's look at the Big Ten and where the big guys, Michigan and Ohio State, both go down. I thought Minnesota had a great win.
Yes.
What are your thoughts coming out of the Big Ten in the bowl games?
I've seen about enough of Jim Harbaugh, right? I mean, I think that at this point, that Michigan program is just stuck in neutral, and I don't know what they're going to do to get to the next level. Ohio State, I think, was the they definitely did not receive the benefit of a number of calls. But at the same time, I thought Clemson won the game more than Ohio State lost it. You know, again, that fumble call, or I believe it was an incomplete pass, and they called it a fumble initially, then changed it. That would have changed the game. Personally, I had Clemson on DraftKings, so I was pleased with how that all worked out.
I had Ohio State.
Did you? Oh, man. Well, that is why the house always wins, because they can balance the money. Even here in the studio.
You know, and I'm going to lose credibility when I argue that the call, I think, could have gone either way.
I agree.
But if it could go either way, how could you overturn it
then? Right. But you know what really bothered me about that was that Bill Carollo, the head of the Big Ten officials, never comments on any call, positive, negative, or otherwise, in the Big Ten. Goes out of his way to comment to CBS that that was the wrong call. I actually thought it was. I agree. I don't know how you overturn that. But don't let the head of the officials go. Won't comment on anything related to the Big Ten, then go comment on that in the college football playoff.
All right. That'll be it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two, we're going to take a last look at the Cotton Bowl.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.